Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
For the Crush Wednesday, it's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. Orioles tonight taking on the Mets, 7 o'clock on ESPN. We'll be at Pickles Pub, me, Ron Ripken, and Joe LaCroix getting ready for game two of the series. Birds trying to bounce back after a tough L last night. We're 2 weeks away from training camp. Got NBA Summer League going on. Oh, they got Wimbledon happening. By the way, Sinner's two sets up on Ben Shelton into the third after in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. But plenty of sports subjects, even though it's the air quotes slow time of year. But let's pick up the pace with the money, shall we? Buy or sell.
All right, the Dow is up 64, the S&P's up 16, NASDAQ's up 103, DraftKings up 53 cents, Under Armour's down 3 cents.
All right, we're starting in baseball today, talking about Juan Soto. He delivered what would end up being the game-winning hit in extra innings last night, part of a three-hit night for him, but for the first time in, well, not the first time in his career, but the first time since 2019, he will not be a part of the All-Star team. At least that's the way it looks right now. See if any injuries pop up. He could be a replacement. But after signing that massive contract with the Mets, a little slow out the gate, at least by his standards. As of right now, though, business as usual for Juan Soto. The on-base percentage, .399. He's got the homers. He's got the RBI production. And a league-high 72 walks. That's always been his MO. Well, he won't win National League MVP. Should probably be amongst the top vote getters. I say all of this to ask, buy or sell.
Yes.
Soto is the biggest all-star snub of 2025.
Yeah, man, there's a lot to choose from, but since you brought him up, I will go ahead and buy it. His OPS is over 900. I think coming with the big contract, leaving New York, the Yankees for the Mets, all the expectations that came with it, because he was going to be the missing piece that helped get them over the top. The slow start didn't help. But I think every team in baseball would trade to get themselves a Juan Soto in a heartbeat. So, yes, he got snubbed. Something could change, of course. You could even make a case he could have started if you compare his numbers to some of the guys that got voted in. But, yeah, I'll go ahead and buy that. I just hope he's 0 for the next 2 days, and then he can happily move on with whatever it is he's trying to do.
Over to the NFL, where Kirk Cousins, he is stuck in Atlanta right now, says he was surprised by the whole Michael Penix draft pick, but nonetheless, he's now the backup, a very expensive backup at that, and that big money commitment is probably the biggest reason why he is still with the Falcons, unless there happens to be a desperate team around the trade deadline that needs a quarterback. He will likely stay there through the end of the season. So if we look forward to the 2026 offseason, his contract has another out that Atlanta could take advantage of through a trade. A quick look at the prospective free agent quarterbacks next year shows a very weak group. Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, even though he said he would retire, and Russell Wilson are the most notable names there. Buy or sell, Vinny, Cousins will actually end up being the hot quarterback commodity next offseason, even if he sits as a backup this year.
And it'd be 38. I'll buy it. He'll be a healthy 38, and I'm guessing he's gonna want to play. Would be my guess, you know, especially if Penix doesn't get hurt. I'll buy that.
Go over to the NBA here. The Suns expected to buy out the rest of Bradley Beal's contract as they move in a new direction with their roster, but Bradley Beal, gearing up to explore free agency. Multiple insiders seem to believe that he will draw a very competitive market, but after seeing his numbers dip quite a bit from his peak days in DC, plus a lot of injury concerns, hasn't played 60 games the past 4 years, I have my doubts personally. But Bob, buy or sell, Beal is still viewed as a legit number two across the league and will get a contract that reflects that.
Of a big three number two?
Correct.
Selling that, you just said the injuries have been a major factor there, and he seems like he's an older, early 30s guy. He came out of Florida young for the Wizards when he and John Wall were going to be the backcourt of the future, and they had their moments down in D.C., but I think Bradley Beal's better days have moved past him. He could still be a viable piece and help and maybe be a nice fourth or fifth option, depending on where he winds up. But as we know, he's going to want to get paid like he's still that Bradley Beal all-star level player, which he's not. Oh, by the way, if you blinked, you missed the Kelly Olynyk era in Washington as they traded him to the Spurs yesterday.
Go back to the NFL. The Steelers have had no answers at quarterback since Big Ben retired, but not really because of a lack of effort. They did invest a first-round pick in Kenny Pickett back in 2022, but only gave him two seasons before they decided to move on. And this didn't sit too well with one Steelers legend. Talking about Terry Bradshaw here, he sounded off multiple times on this, again here recently, saying that, well, the team just did nothing to actually build around the young quarterback while he was there. They did select George Pickens in that same draft. Najee Harris was selected a year prior as well. But Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Steelers didn't do enough for Pickett to give him a real shot?
I'm selling it. I mean, he's how much? What's he on his third team already? You know, and he's fighting to win a job, you know, or be backup or whatever. No, I mean, they just found out he couldn't play, and it's better to get rid of him right away than to keep holding on to him.
Here's an interesting one to close with. Got a text yesterday about the state of the MLB All-Star game, the home run derby in particular. Is it going the way of the dunk contest? Well, player interest, it's down. There's no doubt about that. Even Pete Alonso doesn't want to take part anymore. He has been a part of the last five derbies. I think we got six players now. O'Neal Cruz joined the field. Byron Buxton is in the mix. But needless to say, it's not the big hitters. There's no Judge. There's no Otani. There's no none of the guys that
Cal Raleigh's in that baby.
Cal Raleigh is in there. He's leading the league in homers. Ronald Acuna as well. He'll be the hometown representative. But all of this got me thinking about a potential return of the All-Star break to Baltimore, something we certainly hope is coming in the next few years. The big moment, of course, back in 1993, Ken Griffey Jr. hitting the warehouse in the Derby. Maybe I'm biased here, but buy or sell, Bob, bringing the Derby back to Camden Yards would boost player interest and the star power of the field as players try to match Griffey's feat.
The game comes with it, right? Just not the home run derby?
Well, yeah.
Yes, I'm buying it. Baltimore should have had the All-Star game by now. Some cities have had multiple All-Star games since Camden Yards hosted it back in 93. And yes, if you're out there on Utah Street, you can see the ball, the plaque where Griffey hit that warehouse, the only player to do it, real or home run derby, regular season as well. So yes, gives you something to shoot for, doesn't it? And I would think that hopefully within the next couple of years, Oriole Park, now that this massive nonsense has been settled, that Oriole Park and Camden Yards will be a nice host city for the Major League Baseball. It's the crown jewel of the stadiums. Every stadium, for the most part, built since then has kind of ripped off Camden Yards to some level. So why not bring it back and let's get this thing rolling here?
Just feel a little bad for those right-handed batters. Not the same with that left field wall.
Well, they moved it back in.
Slightly.
They overcorrected.
It's still, I mean, could you imagine a home run derby? Again, well, the 93, it was the same dimensions or the old dimensions, but I don't know. It would have been a lot more juice, I think. You lefty, know what? Lefties, you're shooting for Utah Street. You're shooting for the warehouse. Righties, you got the short distance down the left field line.
Hit Mr. Splash.
He could get involved. Yeah. You can imagine him with the derby.
Put a bullseye on him or whatever it is. But what sucks about that All-Star game, because when Baltimore was awarded the game, and I stood out front of Pickles on opening day 92, me and my cousin Duke, rest in peace, and my roommate at the time, Chance, no one would sell us a ticket. I went to the first two games ever played in that stadium. They played an exhibition game against the Mets and then the regular season game against Cleveland. Rick Sutcliffe, the brilliance there. And when Baltimore was awarded the All-Star game, I'm like, I'm going to be there. I'm there. I'll be the first one in that mother bleeping gate to get in there. You know where I was? I was in New Orleans in 1993. I was watching it on television. So I was pissed at myself. You sit there watching it. Why am I not there? And of course, everyone I knew, I was there. It was awesome. Why aren't you here? Why aren't you here? I was like, I'm like in another state. So yeah, me. It's like trying to take a broom into a place where they tell you they're not allowing brooms.
And you probably said at the time, oh, it'll be back in 15 years.
Yeah,
back
kind of did.
Yeah. I'll have another shot.
And within 4 months, I was actually working in Camden Yards. But anyway, that's the old news. Let's get to the current news. This year's Orioles team, not that great. And last night was another L, their 50th of the season. Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles and our colleague BBT, he'll be joining us. We'll do a Funhouse Trip, which we missed it last hour. And then Eric at Home, NFL.com, have some NFL lunch with him. Where's his sleeper team in the NFC? I see the Carolina Panthers. What does Eric think?